and Y Mag to publish book on Ok that will explore the influence of her beauty. By Paul Bois on November 29, 2021. New York Magazine will soon be releasing a book of essays extolling the many virtues of Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, including her making of the Green New Deal and the role that her beauty plays in her public perception. The book will not be published until February 1, 2022, according to its Amazon description. It will be an engaging, all-encompassing biography of the openly socialist congresswoman while aiming to be in the best-selling tradition of notorious RBG and Pelosi that explores her explosive rise and impact on the future of American culture and politics. She is one of the most prominent politicians on social media, with millions of followers on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, making headlines consistently when she utilizes each platform to communicate her opinions, ideas, and progressive policies, the description proudly hails. The book will feature various essays from New York Magazine writers, including Rebecca Traister, Lisa Miller, Tim Schenck, David Wallace Wells, and Molly Fisher. Despite her role as a feminist icon, which frequently shuns the mentioning of a woman's beauty, the book will still feature a whole essay from Rhonda Gerlach about the role that her beauty plays in her public perception. Here are just a few samplings. An opening essay about Ok's unprecedented position in American politics by Rebecca Traister. A contextual look at her place in history of the American left by Tim Schenck. Highlights of pivotal moments such as The Campaign by Bridget Reed, The Making of the Green New Deal by Kate Aronoff, The College Years by Angelina Chapin, and The Dakota Access Pipeline by Michelle Ruiz. What the Green New Deal Actually Means for Climate Efforts by David Wallace Wells. An essay on the role that her beauty plays in her public perception by Rhonda Gerlach. Analysis of her social media greatest hits by Madison Malone Kircher. Her relationship with Puerto Rico by Andrea Gonzalez Ramirez. An essay on her rare authenticity by Molly Fisher. To top it all off, the book will also feature a deep dive on the squad and a light-hearted piece on the total averageness of her boyfriend. Hardcovers are going for $28 a pop. Though Ok and the Democratic establishment have been at odds since her arrival to the political scene, that rift further widened in early November when she publicly rebuked longtime Democratic strategist James Carville for pinning the party's recent election losses on stupid wokeness. "W hat went wrong is just stupid wokeness," said Carville. "Don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island, look at Buffalo, look at Minneapolis, even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy, this take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean that, people see that. It's just really, has a suppressive effect all across the country on Democrats. Some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something," Carville continued. "They're expressing a language that people just don't use, and there's backlash and a frustration at that." Ok then charged Carville was merely repeating talking points straight from the echo chamber of Fox News. Like the average audience for people seriously using the word woke in a 2021 political discussion are James Carville and Fox News pundits, so that should tell you all you need to know, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. And before people disingenuously complain woke is denigrating to older people, it's actually pundits like Carville using terms like woke to insult voters under 45 that's denigrating, she later added. Don't wonder why youth turnout falls when Dems talk about them like this. We need everyone.